This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Welcome to the program where you get bullied. That's right, I'm a bully. A big old black bully. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I bully you. I talk about your whiteness. I talk about your little thin lips, your flat booties, whatever, right? I bully you. I bully you for getting kicked around. I bully you for watching you get bullied by other people. I'm a double bully. And proud of it. Don't bully. Oh, stop the bullying. Stop the bullying. Don't worry, white conservatives. You're used to it. You've been kicked around for decades. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I'm the bully that runs this joint here. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. But hey, I'm a good bully. I'm a benevolent bully because I'm going to give you a t-shirt if you get signed up on the list because social media is trying to bully me. I'm not letting them. I'm not letting them bully me all you want. We still get the word out. By the way, the Monday after Christmas, we're going to have a special show. You got to listen to that show. That show is going to be spectacular. I promise you. You don't want to miss it. So put it on your calendars. The Monday after Christmas, check out that show. All right. Back to bullying you people. Let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put on my razor-tip steel-toed boots to start kicking your butts. And where are my producers? Get the cry closet ready, okay? Because there are going to be some big fat sissies. Oh, I said fat! Yeah, some big fat sissies that are going to get into the cry closet. And there's some skinny sissies, too, that can go in there with them. I don't care whether you're fat or you're thin. We got it, the cry closet. Notice how I got that fat shaming in there, right? Everybody's fair game. On the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour, which is coming in 2022, this is what you're going to get. You're going to get bullied. Fatties, skinnies, rich, poor. As we said growing up, from 8 to 80, blind, crippled, and crazy. We're going to bully you because you need to be bullied into some common sense. As an American, I have the right to my offensive opinions. And I'm going to tell you right now, I hope that in this moment, I'm offending some people. There's a comedian, his name is, Patrice O'Neill. He passed away. Patrice would go on stage looking to see, he tried to make somebody leave his show. I'm not even kidding. He would go out on stage and he would just say something offensive and as soon as somebody would leave, he'd go, I just came out here. I wanted to get somebody to leave. And then he would go and deliver some of the funniest comedy you've ever heard in your life. And it was observational. Patrice was so real. He was probably the best, least known comic you've in your life. I'm telling you. Vulgar, but so on point. Could have cleaned it up a little bit. But anyway, I love this truth. And I love that he was like, I'm going to offend. I'm going to do something to offend. Because see, the majority of the audience stayed there. Just saying, you know what? I'm not offended. Or maybe they were a little bit offended, but they're like, I'm not going to let it get to me. You have a right, folks, to your opinions. Whether they offend somebody or not. I love to rub being an American in the face of foreigners. I love it. I do it all. When I used to travel internationally, and I'd go to these little countries like France or England with the little smug people, but giving your politics all like so and blah, 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 blah. Oh, Kevin, here we have the queen and you don't. Whatever they would say. And I would go, yeah, we don't need, people that live. We got enough people on welfare in America, right? I would say something to make them mad. I wanted to offend them. Because let me tell you what, don't y'all tell anybody. Okay, this is between us. As far as I'm concerned, all other countries are third world crap holes compared to America. I'm not bragging. I'm just stating a fact. That's right. Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Network just said that. See, America, she's beautiful. She's a belle. She's a very beautiful woman, you know. She's a little older now. She's aged with us. But she's still beautiful. She has taken care of herself. The girl looks good. The other countries who talk about America look like saddlebags. They look like old hags. They look like Nancy Pelosi if she didn't have Botox. No, they look like Nancy Pelosi. Breasts sagging down to their belly buttons. And they have the nerve to wear a belly button ring. Compared to America, folks. I mean, I want to put this in perspective for you. Other countries are crackhead women turning tricks in back alleys. I'm just saying. Now, look, I believe a lot of you agree with me. You may not be able to say it the way I say it. You may not want to say it. You may not even want to think it because you're like, no, Kevin, no. Let's be pious here. Let's not go there. Okay, fine. Listen, does anybody here know who the leader of Norway is? Listen to the program. Don't look it up. Don't get on your... Who's the leader? Sorgen? Vergen? Hugen? Kagen? No. Okay, here. Don't even bother answering. Because unless you're from Norway, you don't know. And here's the dirty little secret. Shh, don't tell anybody. Nobody cares. Nobody cares who's the king of... Does Norway have a king? Do they have a monarchy? I think they do. Okay, I'm just guessing here. But here's the thing. Nobody cares. Nobody asks about their what's going on in Finland today. Ask nobody outside of Finland. We don't care. But you know what they care about? They care about Lady Liberty. They care about that crackhead we have in the White House. They care what he's doing. Because what he does impacts the rest of the world, good or bad. In this case, bad. So yeah, baby, I rub being American in the face of other people. Oh, you Americans are so smug. You Americans think this. You Americans, you're doggone right we do. We're the John Waynes of the country movies, you know, the Westerns. We're the heroes. Don't be mad at us because we're the heroes. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. Crime, I know, Bonnie, but Lori Lightfoot's backed up on a policy, and I want to talk about it. Keep it here. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Have you ever said something to a person that you've known a short amount of time, and they said something, kind of a setup question, and you said, boy, if I knew you better, I would have said something different, right? Something clever, something funny, maybe a little crass, maybe a double entendre, some innuendo, whatever. But if you knew them better, you'd be more relaxed. You'd say something that made them go, ha ha, that's funny, Bill. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. People have said that to me many times, and then here's what I go. I go, say it. And then they say it, and I'm like, that's funny. That was funny. You want to know what they're saying is? If I knew you better, I could be myself. I could know how you take a joke. Etc. Look, I understand there's some conversations out there that can be crass. And it was, we used to say, not in mixed company, you know, back when we were civilized. Not in mixed company. I get it. But as I said earlier, you should be able to speak your mind. Thank bullies. I know we got this whole campaign. You guys have heard me talk about this years ago. We haven't talked about it in a while. And we have a ton to talk about today. I'm going to talk about Lori Lightfoot and some craziness going on in Chicago, and who knows what else. But I want to cover, I want to continue on with this thing about bullies. And by the way, this is the type of stuff we're going to be talking about on the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour. And here's what I'd like you to do. If you want to be a part of it, if you're curious about it in any way, send me a note at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. We're going to have a page up pretty soon. We don't know the locations yet. We know we'll start in Arizona. If you think you might want it in your area, well, here's what we have to have. I got to have butts in the seats, and I need sponsors. Now, the venue cost is our biggest cost, and we're working on trying to get the venues cheaply. But we want good places for them because it's not like we don't want this to be like at a comedy event, you know, like at a comedy show, you know, like one of the normal comedy places, venues. We want it to be at a, you know, something that's a little more snazzy, theater, whatever. So the team's working on that right now. We're laying things out. I know we're doing the first one here in Arizona. But the point is, we need butts in the seats, and we need sponsorships. And here's the thing. I need to have this thing paid for before we sell a ticket. Because what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to put my butt on the line. I've done it too many times, and I'm not a rich guy. So it's roughly, this is cost. It's roughly $25,000 to bring this comedy tour to a location. So if you know somebody and you say, man, I think we could do it, Kev. Okay, great. You guys come up with 25 grand. We're good to go. That's me and the comedians working for free. I mean, practically. That's venue cost. If you can cut off, you know, quite a few thousands of dollars if you go, nope, we got a venue. Okay, great. But at the end of the day, my team, we're looking at it. If we're putting it all together ourselves, we're looking at about 25 grand to get everything moving. But I promise you, what a night. And the topics I'm talking about right now are the types of things that we're going to be talking about on this tour. Bullying is one. Whoever bullied you most likely made you better. Put a fire in you that said, I will never, ever let that happen again. Ooh! Don't believe those pansies out there. Bill Gates was bullied. He might not admit it, but he was. And then he showed them. He's probably, Bill Gates maybe probably feels like, I hate the world. That's why he wants us all to get vaxxed. I bet Bill Gates has a trophy room full of revenge against people he's bullying. He's probably got file folders full of people like, yep, I got old Ted back from the third grade. He'll never work again. Heads on the wall. A trophy room. Hollywood makes funny movies about bullies. Think about it. Man, Maury has a show about people who confront their bullies and show how the bullying made them better people. I watch these shows. I don't anymore. I haven't watched them in a long time. But I watched one where this dude came out. He was ripped. Had a great career. I don't know, you know, bodybuilding. I don't know what he was doing, but he had a great career. And he came in and he, of course, they got him all greased up and muscular. And then they show his bully, and his bully is a lot smaller than he is now because he was bullied in like the fourth grade. But the dude never forgot it. He grew up to become Mr. Universe in his own head. I mean, I don't know if he was a Chippendale or whatever, but he was a good looking dude. And he's like, I want to thank you, man. He's like, you know, as much as I hated what you did to me when I was a kid, this is what the result was. And, you know, he's full of himself. But it was. He kept it in his brain. I will tell you, if most people admit this, they'll admit I'm right. See, but this is politically incorrect to talk about. But they will admit that I'm right. I'm not condoning bullying, by the way. I'm really not. I know it sounds like I am. But what I'm saying is bullying occurs. People think it's all grade school stuff. Bullying occurs at your job. There are people, you've run into one. You want to know who's bullied at the jobs right now? All you white folks that let people go out there, you know, you can't say anything at your job without worrying about that bully running to HR and reporting you. Yeah, you ever said to yourself, I'll show you? If you have, you are speaking about a bully inside of your head. because you were tired of getting your butt kicked. You were tired of feeling marginalized, feeling minimal, feeling small. That experience, folks, drove you to be better. Look, I'm not making it funny right now. I could be, but I'm saving that for the tour. But that experience drove you to be better. Jerry Trimble is one of the best martial artists I know. And you know, if you ever go listen to Jerry talk, here's the deal. He'll say, because he was bullied. That's how he got into martial arts. He gets into martial arts, becomes a world champion kickboxer, goes on to do movies. Now he does motivational speaking and whatever. And I'm telling you, he's one of the baddest dudes on the planet. And he was bullied. Some of the most successful people you will ever meet, they became that way because somebody bullied them, got in their grill, pushed them. Kids today don't even know how to handle their situations because they haven't been pushed around. They don't. They don't know how to respond to it. Oh my gosh, he said something mean. Oh my gosh. And folks, the best bullying begins at home. I know, Kevin, you must be going crazy. You're always smoking the wacky weed. Nope, your big brother, your big sister, pushing your head down, telling you, oh, look at you, you little blah, 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 whatever. I don't know what they did. I know what my big brother did to me. They razz you. Maybe it was a parent who told you, you're not going to be a star, Frank Sinatra. You're never going to be anything. Frank, stop doing that. Go become a bricklayer like your brother or your cousin. That's what we Italians do. We build things. And you know what Frank said to his dad? Dad, I'm going to go sing. I'm just using him as an example. There are better examples out there. That's why I'm bullying you today. Think of it, this is tough love.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are visiting with kids at Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C. this Christmas Eve. The couple meeting and reading to children who are receiving care there and their families. The White House saying while it's tradition for the First Lady to visit the hospital the day before Christmas, it was the first time the sitting president also took part. The Bidens also set to spend Christmas at the White House instead of Delaware. With holiday shoppers prowling stores online and in person, holiday sales this year are estimated to be well over $800 billion. The National Retail Federation reports holiday sales from November and December could be up as much as 11.5% from 2020. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Royal Caribbean is tightening its mask policy on board ships. The cruise line notifying passengers of the change this week, saying they will be in effect until January 5th. The move comes as Royal Caribbean deals with COVID-19 outbreaks on several ships. This Christmas could be the warmest in more than 50 or even 100 years for parts of the South Central United States. AccuWeather forecasters saying several cities are tracking toward experiencing their warmest December on record. Dallas, Houston, Oklahoma City, and Tulsa, Oklahoma, Little Rock, Arkansas, and Memphis, Tennessee all stand to match or top record highs for December 25th. AccuWeather senior meteorologist Brett Anderson saying highs in the 70s and 80s will be common for much of the region, which are more typical of early to mid-October. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Anybody out there think that Democrats soul search when they're wrong about something? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I soul search all the time. I look for fallacies and logic, holes in an argument. I'm programmed that way. And I think that most of us are. That's the only way to really grow, right? I'm not trying to be psychological about it, but I didn't study it. I just believe that. People could say, well, Kevin, you don't know what you don't know. You're exactly right. I don't know what I don't know, but I'll admit it. I freely say it. But here's what I do know. I do know what I've witnessed. And I can tell you, the majority of people that I know who have experienced growth in any form, I'm talking about IQ, EQ, emotional quotient, growth, can admit they're wrong. And they admit it easily and readily. They don't fight it. They don't become defensive. They go, oh, I'm wrong. Oh, well, boy, I'm going to have to go study up on that. But leftists don't do that. They're like temper tantrum little babies. They just cry. When you out them for being wrong, they're mad at you. You would think that would be a joyous moment. Like, wow, thank you. Thank you for emptying my cup of nonsense and putting something in it of value. They don't see what you say is valuable. Glad you guys are here. The Kevin Jackson Network.com, 844-551-8255. When you realize you're wrong about something, you should want to correct it. And if it's a string of things, like in math, for example, if you were misusing the distributive property in algebra, then it would have a ripple effect. It would change everything that you think about in terms of algebra because it would be wrong. So all your answers would be wrong. And if you can't come up with right answers, your brain eventually goes, man, this is too tough, huh? And you either want to learn it or you abandon it. How many of you out there are good at math? Or think you're good at math? I mean, you either know you are or you think you're not. Because I believe most people can be taught math if they just are taught it in a particular way, a way that their brain interprets it. But what leftists will do is abandon the thing if they don't know how it is. If they can't figure it out, they abandon it and they stick to, math sucks, man. Well, math doesn't suck, and I'm just using that as an example. It's needed. Logic and reasoning are needed. Leftists don't even question when something goes wrong in their logical thinking. When confronted with overwhelming evidence of being wrong, they don't even notice it. They just overlook it. That's like saying, okay, you've explained to me about the distributive properties of math, but I'm just going to ignore it. And so what? My math never works out. I never balance my books. Doesn't matter. Look at Lori Lightfoot. She proposed cutting $80 million from her city's police budget. Publicly said that she is, you know, effectively anti-cop. They wanted, remember the Chicago Pro, we're bringing community organizers, community whatever, I forget what they call them, counselors, etc. $80 million cut from the budget. I don't know how many police and services that was. But now, you know what? She figured out she's wrong. We cannot continue to endure the level of violence that we are now experiencing. I feel the urgency every day. That's a pretty good Lori Lightfoot, if I do say so myself. But so she feels a sense of urgency now, every day, because crime is increasing in her neighborhood. Donald Trump asked her, do you want me to come in and clean this up for you? No! No! You're not going to bring in more Gestapo. You're not going to bring in these jackboots. You know, essentially accusing the cops of being the bad guys. A.K.A. Jussie Smollett. Who, by the way, remember when I told you guys, it's almost always the half-blacks that are the problem. Jussie Smollett, half-black. The mulattoes, they cause problems because they have this torn, I don't know, this dystopia inside of their brains where they, I don't know whether I want to be white or black. Jussie Smollett's got a white daddy. And he's got a bunch of brothers and sisters. And by the way, good-looking kids. One of his sisters is an accomplished little actress. I think they're a talented family. They're like the Silvers or the Jacksons or the Osmonds. I'm not saying they're all great singers. I'm saying they're talented. They're artistic. And what did he do? He said, the cops are bad, man. The cops are crooked. He turned on his friends. He sold out the LGBT community. He sold out America. Do you think he's learned a lesson? Nope. He's appealing. Got to keep the lie going. So Lori Lightfoot wants $80 million cut out of her police budget. And now she says, we cannot continue to endure these levels of violence. I feel the urgency every day. Desperate move by Lightfoot, who said she opposes the defund the police movement. Now she is, right? So Trump asked her, do you need some help? Nope. But now she's gone to the DOJ, and she says to, what's his name, Merrick Garland, I think is running he's the AG. He says, will you send additional federal resources to Chicago? Because we've got a surge in crime and gun violence. 40-minute speech she gave on Monday of this week. Please send more ATF people. She says, for 6 months, please, let me have them for 6 months. She wants to increase the number of gun investigations and gun seizures. And here's what I'll tell you. Go for it. Bring them in. And you know who she going to seize the guns from? Criminals who got them illegally. You know what's funny? When they talk about, these guns are coming in from Indiana and all these other places. I think that's what she said. But they're coming in from these places, and they're not coming. Do you think that the legal guns are sneaking in? Anyway, she says she wants them to send more federal marshals to Chicago to assist Cook County Sheriff's Office in Chicago PD in tracking down thousands of individuals wanted on warrants. She can't keep up. Remember, this is the lady that bragged about having like a 20% homicide closure rate. Well, you know, we've done a lot better with our homicides. You know, we're closing like 20% of our homicides. 4 out of 5 dentists surveyed said, that's yuck mouth. The number of shootings in the city is year-to-date, this was through Sunday of last week, 4,270, up from 3,930 through the same date. Homicides, not including murders that occurred in self-defense, or killings in self-defense, because that's not murder, jumped from 700 to 783 from 749 last year. And that's a ton. The report adds that expressway shootings have increased as well to 249 people this year from less than 130. In other words, almost double the number of people are being shot on the expressway in Chicago. Carjackings are up 1,781 this year as compared to 1,352 last year at the same time. This isn't unique to Chicago. And look, the bigger picture here, I'm not trying to talk about Chicago crime. What I want to talk about is the increase in crime brought on by leftism, brought on by people who implement policies that make people go, you know what? I can do what I want. Double the number of people shoot. You can be going down the freeway in Chicago and get shot. I don't know what the statistic is. There's a lot of people there, and it's not likely. But 249 people lost their lives last year on the freeway. I mean, this year, sorry, on the freeway. Maybe just cut somebody off, or, you know, the road rage. This is the bigger symbol of what's creating this stuff. Why are people feeling this level of angst to the point where it manifests itself in crime? Levels of criminality that has Nancy Pelosi going, I don't understand it. Where is it coming from? It's coming from you. It's coming from the Jussie Smollett's who lie on good solid citizens while they do what they want to do. All for what? To get his better deal. And who else? These AGs and district attorneys who let people off because, oh, he didn't have a daddy. And at the higher level, the Comeys of the world who let off the Hillary Clintons. And then the Gavin Newsoms who passed legislation that essentially condones smash and grab. I know where it's coming from. It's coming from leftists. And you shouldn't let them forget it. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
On Kevino Jacksones.
So Melissa sends me a link to a story. Northern city in China of Xi'an on Wednesday ordered all 11 million residents to stay home in a strict lockdown as concerns grow over a fresh outbreak of the Wu flu. Welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to. The lockdowns are communistic. I'm not surprised China did it. I'm surprised the United States did it. And maybe it isn't done to the level of China, but it is a large step, not a tiny step, a large step in that direction. All households may send only one household member outside every 2 days to purchase necessities. All others are ordered to remain indoors except for emergencies, according to the city government. With Beijing preparing to host the 2020 Winter Olympics in February, China is on high alert as it fights local outbreaks in several cities. Let me tell you what's happening here. China has set the stage for what the world does. It used to be America. We were the ones that the world looked to and said, what do we do? Now, we've conceded that the Chinese, with these absolutely insane, and by the way, I haven't told you the worst of this, but these insane policies are the world standards. Oh, okay. Well, China did it. We need to lock down. There may be a new outbreak. We are dealing right now with Omicron, which is a cold. Colds kill, as I told you guys the other day, 4,500 people a year. We've lost one person so far, maybe two or three. Let's go. Let's stretch it by now. Let's make it 10. Not enough for anybody to be talking about locking down. But here we are. Xi'an reported 52 new coronavirus cases on Wednesday, bringing the total to 143 since December the 9th. Now, we're a long way away from December the 9th. And there's 143 cases of Wu flu in a city of 13 million. Now, you can say, well, Kevin, that's just the beginning. It's going to go exponential. Great. How many of them have died? How many of them will die? Let me give you the answer. Less than 1%. China is doing this, gaining national news, international news, because they want it to be so. What happens when the economy gets shut down? Does a communist economy get impacted? People can starve to death and die in China and nobody will ever know. What happens to our economy? Ask yourself let me tell you, I'm going to give you the future. Look back in the cities over the next 6 months who shut down over this nonsense and watch what happens. Chicago, New York, etc. Watch what happens to their economies. They don't seem to care because, see, the Fed is stealing money from us, funneling into them, and they're going, hey, we don't have to worry about it. Now, capitalists are suffering, we're suffering, the supply chain will continue to suffer. Anyway, here's what they said. From midnight on Thursday, all households may send only one household member outside for every 2 days to purchase necessities, all others to remain inside. Residents should not leave the city unless necessary, according to the government, adding that those seeking to leave would have to provide evidence of special circumstances and apply for approval. If we don't stop this in the United States now, it's coming here. The orders came a day after the city began testing, get this folks, all of its 13 million residents. Long distance bus stations closed. Authorities have set up disease checkpoints on highways out of Xi'an. Unbelievable, man. This is the kind of thing that's happening. Now, it's funny because I'm going to tell you right now, there are leftists who will read this story and go, now, man, that's the way it's supposed to be right there. That's how you handle a pandemic. Yeah, that may be how you handle a pandemic, but that's not how you handle a scamdemic. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Be sure to get your shirt, your free shirt, Extreme Takeover White House Edition. If there's any other time to be wearing that shirt, man, this is it. Extreme Takeover White House Edition. They said more than 85% of the flights to and from the city's main airport, have been grounded. And this is verified through VeriFlight. Inside the city, passenger capacity has been slashed on buses and trains, and schools are closed. By the way, I got a thing that said for Omicron, what people are doing with it. It came, Melissa sent it to me on an I think it was Instagram. So here's a short list of Omicron cancellations. World Economic Forum put off the summer. JP Morgan Chase canceled their fourth annual healthcare thing. Companies closing. CNN closes office to non-essential workers. Apple, Google, Uber delayed return to office plans indefinitely. Ford Motor Company, I gotta go quick because this thing's going quick. New York University, Cornell, Middlebury, they closed. I'm gonna go over it again because it's going too fast. Hamilton, the Rockets were canceled in New York. Saturday Night Live banned its audience. Paris and Rio de Janeiro aren't going to have New Year's celebration. NFL rescheduled games. NBA postponed 5 games. NHL postponed many more. Israel banned travel to the U.S. and Canada. France closed to the U.K. Netherlands in lockdown. Japanese borders will remain closed to all foreigners. Yeah, it's going back again. So let me see what I missed. J.P. Morgan's going virtual. Lyft workers don't have to show up until 2023. Ford delayed return until March. Those are the ones I missed earlier. New York University, Cornell, Middlebury, and Princeton sent students home last week. Paris and Rio de Janeiro canceled in-person New Year's Eve celebrations, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what's happening over Omicron, the common cold. That's what's happening. There's no evidence to suggest that we do this. So here's what I will ask you, folks. When do we stop? We could have done it with the flu, right? H1N1, bird flu, etc. Couldn't we have done this with the flu? When do we stop? When are the viruses going to stop mutating? Now, you and I already know the answer. It's not going to stop mutating. So every time one comes out, can this government say, we're declaring an emergency? I want to get with Jim Jordan and others and say, I want answers. I want answers as to how something can be declared an emergency and we go into this kind of a absolute insane behavior. Because I know other people are asking the same question. All non-essential businesses, this is China, and public facilities, aside from supermarkets, convenience stores, and medical institutions, have been ordered to close. Ordered to close. Now, you're a small business person. I don't know how long this is going to last. And I don't know how you prep. But can you prepare for this? What if the government comes in today and says, okay, for the next month, nothing can happen in this country except essential services or whatever that's declared to be. And for the record, I think I'm essential. I don't care what my job is. I feel essential. But we're going to be going through that again. Essential versus non-essential. Vax versus non-vaxxed. You get it? Masked versus non-masked. But what if the government came in and said, we're going to shut everything down for a month? Most of the people listening to this program, it isn't going to hurt us. We'd be like, what? Oh, man. I mean, it's going to impact you, but it isn't going to crush you. This would crush millions of people, businesses, the poor. And they are going to continue with this threat, folks, until we get control of this government. I'm done. I don't know how you feel about this. I'm done with this idea of I don't know what's going to happen when the shoe is going to fall. I'm done with wishy-washy legislators and leaders who won't let us know that our future isn't going to be tied to some stupid idea, you know, the stupid policy that hasn't, I mean, isn't going to impact us at all. I'm sick of it. You can't travel. You can't plan anything. Your life as you know it is on hold. Think about these 13 million people in China. Can't even leave the city.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.